A recent ad for the high-end designer Gucci opens with a dramatic sweeping view of Detroit's skyline.
My name is Tommy Walker. There was a time when my city wasn't just down. It was getting kicked while it was down.
Maybe you don't know Tommy Walker's name, but you've probably seen his work. You know those black t-shirts emblazoned with Detroit versus everybody in bold white font? That's Tommy's doing.
Look, Detroit versus everybody has always been here. I just put it on a shirt.
This is Stateside. I'm Bryce Huffman in for April Bear. Detroit versus everybody, it's the mantra of the underdog. A story of resilience, ultimate victory. Back when he started the brand in 2012, Tommy says there was a lot of bad press surrounding the city of Detroit. You had the corruption charges against former Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick, and think pieces holding Detroit up as a poster child for Rust Belt decline.
The narrative that was being sold across the country with Detroit was false. It's like for years, Detroit was a city that, you know, was being marketed a place to stay away from, a very dangerous place.
But Detroiters like Tommy knew, despite the grim narrative perpetuated around the world, their city was and still is a gold mine of talent, hustle, and style. Since 2012, the brand has become a ubiquitous symbol of the city's resilience and creativity, and expanded to 10 other major cities across the country. And now, it's collaborating with Gucci on a special co-branded collection to benefit local nonprofits as part of the fashion house's Gucci Changemakers initiative. Here to tell us about it is the man himself, Tommy Walker. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing great. When did you realize you had something big?
I knew that we had something big the second that I created the logo. Like it took about 2 weeks to finalize it. You know, you see a text, you think that it's just, you know, type it out and print it, but it was a lot of energy that went into that logo. And the moment that I finished it, I knew I had it. I knew when it was done, I shed a tear. And then we went and we registered Detroit versus everybody and versus everybody because, you know, from the jump, you knew it was bigger. It was a bigger message than Detroit.
Right, right. And what do you think that Detroit versus everybody brand has meant for Detroiters? I mean, I know it's meant a lot to me and my friends, but what do you think it's meant to other Detroiters?
Well, the Detroit versus everybody brand has turned into the battle cry of the city. Well, Detroit has been, it's something that's been knocked off, you know, unofficially by the entire world, you know. So it's one of those things to where it's like imitation is the greatest form of flattery, supposedly, you know. but it just shows the potency of the energy that comes from Detroit, you know, even going back all the way from Motown. You know, it's like Detroit just has a soul that just permeates all things, you know. So I think that this this logo connects in a way that every Detroiter feels as if it is theirs, it is ours, and we protect it with our lives. And it's also kind of like a pride there because we know that every other city, state, town wants it, you know.
I'm glad you brought that up because I know you've expanded the brand to include a number of other cities, LA, DC, Atlanta, Chicago, and expansion makes sense from a business perspective, especially for something as popular as the DVE brand, but it also raises the question of whether it changes the message behind the art, if it's something that has to be shared with other cities, you know, outside of Detroit. Can you tell us about the decision to expand and kind of how you came up with the idea to let other cities use that versus everybody?
Well, it was kind of like always part of the plan. The phase that we're in now is from Detroit to everybody. We present to you versus everybody. So it's more so of a message of unity that can be and was created to be adopted by other individuals, other groups, by other tribes. The unity piece comes from that, you know, there's 100 ones to make 100. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, in order to accomplish the goal, I found in my life that the best way to do that is small increments at a time. So just looking at the condition of the world, the condition of society, the Versus Everybody message is one of, it says that it started in Detroit, and with the way that it has inevitably united the city of Detroit, I want it to be a blueprint of something that can be taken and to other cities, and you know, in that way, as we affect each city individually, we'll be affecting the world as a whole. And the plan is to have it all snowball until the entire globe is covered in with the Versus Everybody message.
I like that. A lot of Detroiters felt kind of a way seeing other cities rock the Versus Everybody. But obviously, you mentioned that you're trying to unify people. What message do you have for Detroiters who might be a little disgruntled that, you know, it's not necessarily ours anymore?
It is ours. Like, you can't take away the origin. You know, like, it doesn't matter, you know, where it goes. You know what I'm saying? Like, for all of you Detroiters who feel as if this is yours, it still is yours. You know what I'm saying? But now, the rest of the world can feel how you guys feel. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what? Like, that feeling, you know, you're going to, you know, trademark a feeling? You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, man. Like, I want to say to those that every person that, if it's Hawaii versus everybody, that was born from Detroit. If it's Atlanta versus everybody, that was born from Detroit. If it's, I've seen Thailand, you know what I'm saying, versus everybody. Guess what? It was born from Detroit. So I'm just going to say, you know, just, you got to feel me on that, you know, and wear that pride, you know, that, wear that with pride, the fact that Detroit, again, has influenced the world.
One of the major iterations of the brand we've seen the past year is the Everybody versus COVID-19 fundraising efforts. I'm actually holding my Everybody versus COVID-19 face mask as we speak. How has COVID affected your life and your business this past year?
COVID has been, just like a cloud hovering over us, over us all. In our business, we have pivoted. So in 2012, we actually have a subsidiary brand, which is Everybody Versus. Now, Everybody Versus is our philanthropic leg in which we use this platform to launch projects in which we donate portions of proceeds to different organizations and different programs. And, you know, for kids, it's just whatever we see fit, or whatever the certain project is geared towards, that's what we're donating portion of proceeds to. But the Everybody versus COVID-19 program that we did, we actually recently partnered with Tech Town and the Detroit Small Business Stabilization Funds, in which we donated portion of proceeds from our Everybody versus COVID-19 sales to them. And, I felt as if we, as a team, my team, we felt as if that was a fund that made sense, seeing it that we are entrepreneurs and, that we are going through it together and we are one. So it just made all the sense in the world to help out fellow entrepreneurs throughout the COVID-19 pandemic in which we're still going through, and you know, a lot of businesses, especially mom and pop, and especially smaller businesses, have been affected. You know, we always say don't complain, contribute. So it's really wanting to do our part and use our platform to do what we could.
We've got to take a quick break. When we get back, Tommy talks about how his collaboration with Gucci came about and how Detroit versus everybody fits into the city's cultural legacy.
Support for the Stateside Podcast comes from the University of Michigan's Go Blue Guarantee, committed to keeping a U of M undergraduate education within reach of all Michigan residents, regardless of socioeconomic status. Programs are available for all three campuses. More at goblueguarantee.umich.edu.
Support for Michigan Public's Stateside Podcast comes from Lake Trust Credit Union, working to empower financial well-being for Michigan consumers, businesses, and communities. Committed to financial solutions and advice to support people and families. More information at laketrust.org.
So, Tommy, now you're working on this huge collaboration with Gucci, one of the biggest names in fashion. How did this all come about?
So this Gucci situation has been going about for about 2 years. We actually worked on this throughout the COVID situation. COVID was a catalyst in making this really a impactful project, which it was very impactful. And the culture around the Detroit versus Everybody store is that it's a place that you have to come to. You know, it's a place mm-hmm. that when you're in Detroit, you got to go to it. You got to go on your own. Or, you know, when you come to Detroit with, you know, you meet with your cousin, your uncle, your auntie, and they're like, hey, you know, take me somewhere. You know, they're like, okay, well, let's take you to the Detroit versus Everybody store. So Antoine Phillips, who works with at Gucci. Was in town, and a friend of his brought him, Mike Ford, brought him by the Detroit vs. Everybody store. He came into the store, and then he was like, man, I want to meet this guy. You know, I want to meet Tommy. I really like what he's doing. I've seen him before, but I've seen it around. I just understand the story. And he invited me to dinner in this movie premiere that they were doing here on Techno. And went there and met Antoine, and, you know, he and I hit it off. You know, he and I was on the same wavelength. And from there, the conversation began. And, you know, he would check in every week, months, and here and there. And, you know, organically, the project grew into what you guys saw us release, which was a global project in which we did 11 change maker markets, that market versus everybody. And we also did Gucci versus Everybody, which is available in stores and online as well. So it was a very revolutionary, that project really did change things. No brand that large has done something on that scale, that creative, that impactful that I've seen, you know, and I've really tried, I've really dug, you know, and tried to make that statement that I just said, not be true, you know what I'm saying? But we for real definitely did some, it was a groundbreaking project.
So, you know, you just talked about the impactfulness. What does it mean to you that this is not just a fashion collaboration, but that you're actually making a difference with the Gucci Changemaker Social Impact Initiative?
It means everything to me. That's one of our biggest things here at Detroit vs. Everybody is you want to do things that mean something. We're not just here just to make money, you know what I mean? We're here to actually affect culture, you know, to actually affect change. Yeah, it's very dope to work with Gucci, but it's doper to work with Gucci for a cause.
You know, Detroit is a city that has had so much impact as far as the creative arts go, from architecture to automotive design, techno to Motown, and you know, the list goes on and on. And now you're a part of that. Where do you see yourself in Detroit's art scene and legacy?
Oh, I'm like a Berry Gordy figure. You know what I mean? this is just the beginning. I'm here. You know, you're gonna be talking about my team and us, you know, for well after we're gone, because what we're making is lasting. You know, and that's our goal. That's the purpose. You know, I've been blessed to have a team. I've been blessed to be. You know, given a team, shown a team that likes to do the work. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's like we just really, I got a team full of individuals who are not interested in cutting any corners. And, you know, that's honestly all that I can that's the most important thing to me is having a team, because we can do anything. I wish I could, you know, it's some stories, you know, some things that we've overcome, and to where our confidence is sky high. And It's Detroit versus everybody by Tommy Walker for sure, but there are so many individuals that are involved or, you know, are the reason why you're speaking to me now until I for sure want that to be known. You know, like there are many souls involved in bringing this project and bringing this company to the forefront.
So what can we as Detroiters and the rest of the world look forward to seeing next from Tommy Walker?
Let me just say, I don't want to do anything that has been done. So it's like, you know, like we are in the process now of like being completely focused on our trajectory and shooting higher than we ever thought. You know, that we're completely in trying to impress ourselves with our accomplishments and trying to, how can I say it, do things that are out of this world, you know? Like, for example, all we hear with the Gucci connection is, man, this is crazy, man. You guys brought Gucci to Detroit. Nobody would have thought it. And it's like, yeah, we're going to continue to, by the grace of God, we're going to continue to create magic like this.
All right, Tommy Walker, founder of Detroit versus Everybody. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. It was honestly a pleasure to talk to you, man.
Thank you, man. Have fun.
And that's the Stateside Podcast. I'm Bryce Huffman in for April Bear. If you like what you're hearing, take a second and subscribe to us wherever you listen. And while you're there, leave us a review. We'd love to hear what you think. Stateside's executive producer is Laura Weber Davis. Today's show was produced by April Van Buren. Our theme music is by 14KT. Additional music from Blue Dot Sessions. Thanks for listening.